morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. It's going to be a great day today, nice and sunny. We're going to talk about the weather. And I just want to say good morning to my partner in crime. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
Shouldn't that be partners in grime? That
yes.
That would work, wouldn't it?
We're on it. We'll get t-shirts made. By the way, thank you and Tony for my t-shirt. I absolutely love this
welcome.
T-shirt. This is the coolest ever.
I saw it and Tony saw it. And so I said, I have to have one for Lizzie. And so remember today is the Florida Wildflower Festival downtown DeLand from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's going to start just as the show closes. It's going to be a wonderful day. It's going to be on West Indiana Avenue in downtown DeLand. There's going to be educational programs. Dana Venrick. There's going to be wildflower expert Jeff Norsini. He is the wildflower guru. I mean, he's going to be fantastic. And then David Griffiths, formerly with Volusia County. Now he's with Stetson. It is going to be great. And I'm going to be talking at 12 p.m. So I'm going to be talking about landscape with edibles in the landscape. So please come out and see us. There's going to be a lot of vendors, a lot of garden art. You'll be able to buy native plants and wildflowers and then also native seeds. So wildflower seeds. So it's just going to be a great day, beautiful weather. And then tomorrow we get rain.
I absolutely love that. Now, if they're going to try to find to see you, where are you going?
We're all speaking in the theater. So there is a theater downtown, and I don't know what the name of it is. Hold on just a second. It's going to be West Indiana Avenue. The theater is on Florida Avenue. You can't miss it. There's only one theater, and they're going to have the whole street. It's just going to be vendors and plants and things. So Dana Venrick is going to be talking about edibles in the wild. Then we have Dr. Haley Ray with Stetson University. She's going to be talking about native orchids of Florida. And then Dr. Jeff Norsini, he is the head of the Florida Wildflower Foundation. He's going to be talking about Central Florida wildflowers. Then I'm talking about landscape with edibles at 12. Then in 1 o'clock, University of Florida, Volusia County Master Gardeners are going to be talking about container gardening. And then David Griffiths is going to be talking about water-wise lawns. So it's just going to be a fabulous day and great weather for it. DeLand is just such a pretty little city. And lots of food and restaurants, nice restaurants there. And there is a candy store.
Oh, what?
Yeah, there's a candy store that you have to go to.
Oh, I will. I'm going to look
vintage
it up.
Vintage candies. You know, all kinds of candies from our childhood, Lizzie.
So that's where you guys can find me.
Yes.
Teresa's going to be talking about edible plants, and I'm going to go out and find me a candy store.
At an edible candy store. So that's going to be great. So spring is in full swing right now. North Florida, daytime temperatures are going to be mid to high 80s this week. 60s at night. Your next chance of rain is going to be tomorrow and Monday. So it's going to be quite a storm. You want to make sure that you're, you know, keeping your weather radio on or your phone on for alerts. So North Florida, that's going to happen tomorrow and Monday. Probably about 40 to 50% chance on Monday. Orlando, we're going to get rain tomorrow. No rain today. Again, mid 80s, low 70s for the week. Mostly sunny all week long. It's going to be great. Claremont, you have to be alert tomorrow. You're going to get 2 to 3 inches of rain tomorrow. Lots and lots of rain. And since it's so dry, we desperately need it. But you just want to just keep an eye on everything. Now, here's the point. Okay. And I'm sorry, South Florida, you're going to have rain. Today, Sunday and Monday. So let's not fertilize anything this weekend, okay, unless it's in a container, all right? If you fertilize today or tomorrow and then you get the rain, more likely that the fertilizer is going to run off. You don't want to do it. You never want to fertilize before a rainstorm. You want to fertilize after a rainstorm. And that way, you don't get the runoff. It doesn't go into our lakes and create poor quality water. it's what leads to algae blooms sometimes.
Right. And what's kind of crazy is that that's kind of like, I grew up, you know, being told, okay, make sure you get your granules and stuff out if you know that there's a rainstorm coming. And
exactly, because you want to save water.
And it makes sense about it washing away. So yeah. That's, you know.
And so that's very important. You want to keep your fertilizer about 15 feet away from any lakefront. So you don't need to fertilize all the way down to your shoreline. Because the water or the fertilizer is going to go down, but it's just not going to go into the water supply. So just be very careful. No fertilizing before rainstorm, always after. And if it's not going to rain afterwards, you can always turn your irrigation on for a few minutes and soak it in. So that's important. So we are down with rainfall in Central Florida. We're down about 4 inches from the beginning of the year. We're really needing the rainfall. We've had not enough. Leesburg, you've only had 2 inches of rain this year. Daytona, only 3 inches. Sanford, 3 inches of rain. Melbourne, you've gotten 4 inches of rain. And Orlando, 3 inches of rain. So that's down anywhere from 2.5 inches to 4 inches of rain. So we really need it. So today's going to be a great day for gardening. You want to call in 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. You can also check me out on MarthaStewart.com, my article on 8 ground covers. They interviewed me on that, and I gave some of my choices. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you would like to have a gardening question answered, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text it 23680. You can let me know you're out there listening and what kind of morning beverage you're having. I have a cup of tea. Lizzie, what are you drinking?
4 shots of espresso.
And you're sitting there so nice and quiet.
Yeah, I'm going to giddy up and go. There you go.
And so the April newsletter, What to Do in Your Backyard, April newsletter is out. I have a new design tips. Also, my new plant of the month is just beautiful. And, you know, how landscape malpractice, another little rant about, things that I see out in the landscape that gets done and not necessary. And then also, you know, just an introduction of what to do in your garden for April. So the April newsletter is out. If you would like to receive it, it is free. I do not spam. I do not sell the list. I just send it to you. And you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and you can sign up for it. If you sign up for it now, you're not going to receive the newsletter since it already went out. But just let me know, and I will send it to you. Okay, and I'll put it on the Facebook page today, yep, too, as well,
yep,
so that they can get it there. So I had a wonderful email from Carol, and Carol is in Fort Lauderdale, and she would love to grow peonies. Have you ever heard of peonies?
I probably have, but I don't right off the top of my head.
It's a northern plant, it's beautiful. And we just can't grow it here in Florida because it can't take the humidity. It can't take the heat. And so I've come up with a few of flowers that I think look like it, so that if you wanted that kind of ambiance of peonies in your garden, then you can have it. So look-alike plants for peonies, you can go with ranunculus. And ranunculus is also called buttons. They're just beautiful flowers. They are an annual that you plant in the winter time. So from November through March, they bloom beautifully. And so they are an annual, but they look like peonies. So peonies don't, they do bloom all year round. But here in Florida, we need to grow the plants that look like them in the winter time. Now, the other one is a double begonia. And if you've ever seen them, they're just gorgeous, but they look like little, the petals all come around like in a Fibonacci, and they just look beautiful. So double begonias, and then also camellias. Camellias can look like peonies.
I was going to say that. I just looked it up, and I'm like, they look like camellias because I've got that camellia bush, and it's like a splatter paint camellia, and I absolutely love it. So, yes, if you like those, then you need to get yourself a camellia for
camellias
sure.
Camellias are wonderful, and I love that they're evergreen. They got very hard leaves, but yet they bloom in the wintertime here, so we have lots of flowers that do that. And then carnations and lisianthus. Lisianthus is a summer annual. They're a little bit tall, but they blooms look like peonies. So those are some of the choices that you can use. Finally, though, cabbage roses. Now, I know this is Florida, but we can grow roses here, especially heirlooms. We can do Louis Philippe's. We can do all sorts of roses here and have a beautiful rose garden. But cabbage roses, heirlooms, David Austin roses, they are just beautiful, and they do well here, and you can get that kind of look. So those are my choices, Carol. Try them out. Again, check to make sure that you, what time of the year that you need to plant them and bloom, and just send me another question if you like. So the downside is Stan has woken up to the – he's in Tampa. He's woken up to the idea that – lubber grasshoppers are not good.
That doesn't sound good.
No, have you seen them in your yard?
No, they know better. They know I'm a part of this show. They better recognize.
There, yeah, that's true. And so how do you kill lubber grasshoppers? Well, one, you want to find their plants that they lay their eggs close to. And so that would definitely be the crinum lilies, the amaryllises, Amazon lilies, anything with a thick, fleshy leaf, they will lay their eggs. And they hatch in groups of 50 to 100. They're really ugly. But when you see them as little babies, you can kill them. You can stomp on them. You can just spray them. You can spray them with either 7 or spinosad, triazicide, ortho bug clear, and then anything with biventerin. So you can kill them now when they are young. As they mature and as they get older over the summertime, they are looking for places to mate and lay their eggs. So when you see them when they're little, that's the time to get them. When you see them when they're big and they're like 4 to 5 inches long, ugly, 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 then that's when you need to, you know, the only thing, two things that'll kill them are bricks. Okay, you can run over them in the highway, in the road. You get points that way. You can cut them in half, and they still walk around. It's just, they're just zombies.
So that was just crazy. My brain just warped whenever you said that.
And so, I mean, they're really big, and they crunch. You can, when you run over them with a tire, they crunch. You hear them in the car.
Mm-mm.
And so these are bad bugs. They will literally eat all of your plants, your vegetables, and your shrubs. And so plants that they like, peas and lettuce, kale and beans and cabbages, they do not like eggplant, tomatoes, peppers, celery, okra, and fennel and sweet corn. So that's the good thing. Ornamental plants that they'll eat, oleander. That tells you how bad they are because oleanders are toxic, except to the oleander butterfly and then lubber grasshoppers. So that tells you about that. But they also will eat butterfly weed, Mexican petunia, and lantana. Lantana is so bad, it's fatal for horses and pasture animals. But yet, lubber grasshoppers like them. That's how you know they're bad. And then they also like weeds, like chamber bitter. They will eat the weed that is in the poinsettia family. Have you seen that weed during the summertime?
Yes.
That has a green leaf, but it's got red like a poinsettia?
Yeah.
It's in the poinsettia family, and that's called a painted leaf. They will eat that. Then they will also eat Florida pusley, the one that has that snow kind of look on it. And then they'll eat crabgrass. So they kind of, everything out there that they like to eat. But they really will lay their eggs right on amaryllises, right in the ground, amaryllises and Amazon lilies and crinum lilies. So
that is just crazy.
Yeah. So do your best. You know, just kind of text me and say, I've killed 247 and I will give you kudos. That'll be great.
I've had family members that have come here from the north, whether it was the West Coast or New England, and they're just like, what is that? Like, they're like, this is like a Stephen King movie with all these insects and
a plague. They yeah. look like a plague.
really
I have seen them in right on Lake Apopka, right building houses on Lake Apopka that I was designing the landscape. And there'll be these silt fences, you know, the silt fences they put
mm-hmm.
up so
yeah.
No debris goes into the lake. And there will be literally hundreds of them. Oh, my
crazy.
Goodness. It is a Stephen King movie.
really? You know? It's between that and the big spiders.
Tony texted me. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. The name of the candy store is Pat and Tony's Sweet Things. I don't know why I didn't remember it with a Tony in it.
Hmm.
Pat and Tony's Sweet Things.
Yes, I will be swinging by there because living my best life and regretting it later, I'm sure, you know, but...
They dip everything in chocolate.
That, you know, that takes care of it right there. I was afraid I was going to get real fruit or something healthy from there.
They dip everything in chocolate, so they're really good. But come see us at the Florida Wildflower Festival today. We'll have a good time. I'm doing a program on landscaping with edibles. Give you a lot of ideas, inspire you, hopefully, to do that. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And we'll talk about that. What can you be doing in your yard right now? Well, ornamental grasses. I see a lot out there that got damaged during the wintertime, the red fountain grasses and the white fountain grasses, and they still have all the brown leaves on them. Go ahead and cut them back. This is something that needs to be done at the beginning of February, mid-February, and even early March. But it's a little late now. It's going to delay them coming up. But go ahead and cut that brown out, the brown fronds that are winter damaged. They'll look much better. They'll be much healthier, and your yard will look better. So that's definitely something you want to do. Here we go. What am I doing here? Okay, get that. And so you definitely want to do that, and get that going. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. We have a lot of fun events. Spring is the time when it's a good time to go and look at gardens, get inspiration. And in our second hour, we have a big event coming up that you're going to want to hear. And I love Florida's getting into gardening. Gardening is everywhere right now.
You know, the only thing that would make it better, okay, we do have really nice weather, the cooler temperatures, and it not being 127 degrees outside during
right.
the day. I mean, it's still hitting 80s and 90s. But the only thing that would make it better is if we could do something either about a little bit of this pollen, or we could do something about the dryness, because our driveways, I mean, it's so dry that whenever the wind blows right now that you can see sand from construction sites.
Yes.
There's not a construction site right beside my house, but swear the ones
like
that are like 5 miles away from me, it's just blowing through the air. So, but yeah, it is a perfect time. And if you're here in Florida, also, we talked about this on Good Morning Orlando this week. If you're new to Florida, go ahead and go out now and start purchasing weekly your hurricane supplies. Get yourself a few things of water, because you don't want to get hit whenever everybody runs out to buy it and there's nothing left. So get
good advice. Very good advice.
Yep. If you're going to buy a generator, go ahead and buy it now.
I've seen two homes this week putting in generators. Also, to get your trees assessed.
Yes.
Get a certified arborist to come and look at them, get them down, and so or trim them up, trim them out, make them less dense, open up the canopy so that your home is safe. What kind of vegetables can you be planting right now? Calabaza, cantaloupe, cassavas, chayotes, cherry tomatoes, and also Everglades tomatoes, cucumber and dashines, eggplant, Jerusalem artichoke, lima beans, Malabar spinach, and New Zealand spinach. I'll let you know the rest of them when we come back. Give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. thank you so much to Tina in Claremont. She sent me a wonderful text message. She had her name. I know she was in Claremont. And she says that's why nothing will eat the lover grasshoppers, because they are so toxic. So, yes, Tina, you're right. You can't use them for fishing or anything like that. Then we have Chicago Transplants. I don't have their name, but they're in Rockledge. And they wanted to know about the newsletter. They've signed up for it, but they're not going to get it with the April newsletter, which already went out. So I go ahead and send me an email, teresa.watkins@live.com. And or you can send it through my website, she-consulting.com. She-consulting.com. And I will send you the newsletter. Okay, so go ahead and we'll do that. Welcome to Florida. You're going to love our Florida winters. They came from Chicago.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, they love their Florida winters. So thank you for texting. We do appreciate it. I was starting to mention the vegetables that you could be planting right now and go off. So I ended with New Zealand spinach, but then you can plant okra right now. Okra is a beautiful landscape plant, one of the best for edible landscaping, and it has a beautiful hibiscus-like flower. It's in the mallow family, and it's just gorgeous. Peppers and roselle, Seminole pumpkins and snap beans, squash, southern peas, sweet potatoes, tamarillos, yams, and yard-long beans. So those are the vegetables you can be growing right now. The herbs, and again, this is all in my newsletter that you can get, and I'll post it today on the Facebook page where you can sign up for it. Anise and basil, bay laurel and borage, cardamom, chives and coriander, dill and borage, edible ginger, lemon balm, oregano, Mexican tarragon. I love tarragon.
Yes.
I love béarnaise sauce.
Ooh.
And I love, yes, I love it. Mint and oregano, rosemary and sage, savory, sweet marjoram, and thyme. You can also plant curry plants and also bay laurel. These are trees, curry tree, the bay laurel tree, and then the allspice tree. And it smells so good. You can crush the leaves up, or you can use those leaves, the allspice and the bay, in floral arrangements. So they're a wonderful tree to have. You can cook with them, and it's wonderful for landscaping with edibles. And so bulbs, Easter lilies are coming out soon. You will want to grow those. They do come back, but they're not going to be as bushy and as beautiful as they are coming from the nursery. So they just don't get that cold weather from the cold winter time to, you know, grow like they do for the nurseries grow them. So, but they're coming up. Asiatic lilies, Oriental lilies are going to be out. Now those will do well in your garden. And the fragrance for them is just incredible. Let's see. Right now? Okay, super. I'm just checking the text messages. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. Let me tell you, our tours are just filling up nicely, doing really well. We still have a couple of spots left on our Gilded Newport Flower Show.
Ooh, when's that?
That is in June, and it is going to be gorgeous. Spend summertime on the coast of Rhode Island and going to all the mansions. I mean, it's going to be the life, Lizzie.
It's kind of like the perfect time of year in a way, because it's like it's not the middle, mid, and end of summer where it does get warm in New England. I don't care what anybody says.
No, it does.
But it's that perfect crisp beginning. Oh, I love that.
Yes, and where everybody can wear white, and it just looks so cool.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. And so, but then also our Buffalo Garden Walk tour is going to be tremendous. And then we have one for Scotland. So you can go to artandbloomgardentours.com and find out what you would like to which one you'd like to go on. Let us know.
Yeah, and that's where you get the cost for everything, and you can
everything,
sign
all
up
the
for
details,
it.
So, yes. All the details. So now flowers, what can you be planting right now? We're so blessed in Florida that we can grow so many different flowers at one time. I just want you to make sure that you're buying now flowers for spring and summer. The time to buy winter annuals is over. So no pansies, no delphinium, no, let's see, what else, stock. You know, there's just, it's just going to get too hot. They're not going to last as long. And so buy something that's going to bloom and, you know, flower all the way through summertime. What are those? African daisies, ageratum, asters, and then begonias. Begonias will live in your landscape all year round in the shade. And so I love the Rex begonias, the angel wing begonias, so that these have beautiful, unique leaves. The foliage is just amazing. Sometimes they're polka dotted. Some they look like angel wings. But the flower shoots up about 10 to 12 inches above the leaves.
Oh, wow.
And so it looks like a really woodland fairy tale kind of garden. And so so begonias are great. Black-eyed Susans and Blue Days.
Yes, please.
Yes. Cat Whiskers and Celosia. Cleomes are a wonderful old-fashioned plant that does very well here. Coleuses. Coleuses, again, can take the heat of summertime and full sun, but they get a little faded in the summer. I like to use them in the shade and make sure that that you cut them, because once they flower, they kind of get a little stale and don't keep growing. Cut them back. And here's the good thing about coleuses. Everything that you cut off, you will, if it has a leaf portions, okay? So let's say you take about 6 inches off of your coleuses and let them flush back out again. Take that 6 inches and put it in pots, and they will root and grow, and you have more coleuses. Then also, too, Cosmos and Coreopsis, Chrysandra, and Gazanias and Gaillardias are really workhorses in the summertime. They look beautiful, and they can take the heat. Goldenrod, this is a Florida native. You do not have to. It will not cause allergies. You don't get sneeze around it. Goldenrod is beautiful. Butterflies love it. Tortoises love it. If you're planting for the habitat and you want gopher tortoises, then a goldenrod is very good. Impatiens and Joseph's Coat, Lantana, Licorice, Mexican sunflowers. I love Tithonias. Million Bells, Moonflowers, Porterweed, and Zinnias. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five this week is landscape installation mistakes. Okay, so these are things that you shouldn't do in the landscape. Number one, planting the plants too close together. Find out the mature width of the plant, and then you want to divide it in half. Do not plant plants close together that are going to get big. Number two, planting too close to the foundation. You want to keep your plant root balls from your shrubs and plants 2 feet away from your foundation. You want to be able to get the rainfall too as well. Number three, not retrofitting the irrigation system if you put in new plants. So if you're doing a whole new landscape, retrofit your irrigation to water it properly. Number four, leaving the wrapping, the burlap, the metal around root balls of trees that you are planting. Do not leave metal, burlap, or anything around the root ball. Cut it off. Do not plant it. And number five, putting down landscape fabric mesh in your garden beds. Do not do that. It is not recommended, and it will be a pain later on. I can speak from experience.
Let's just say Teresa's been in my yard, and that's how she made her top five list. Because at least the last two, I'm going, Oh, yeah. The little ice cream sign is still hanging off the bottom of my banana peel.
Well, you just don't want it around the root ball.
Okay.
And so it's just going to, restrict the root ball, and it's not going to get established very well. It's not going to do well.
Yes. And like most plants, do you suggest that when we pull them out of the pot that we kind of like just shuffle the roots?
Yeah, just fluff it up a little bit. And we'll kind of look. Now, if it's in a girdled fashion where it's really brown, the roots are older roots and they're really meshed in together, take a knife and cut them. Just cut the outside and just kind of shock them into saying, uh-oh, something's happening and I've got to send out more new roots. And that's what it will do. So that is just a great way to get your plants getting going.
Nice. And can we go back to begonias?
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't realize, I buy random stuff. I'm just like, oh, okay, it looks like it could grow in Florida. Let's grow it here. And I buy it and I took pictures of these beautiful green leaves, but they're like almost a hunter green. And one of them has like what I call an Alice in Wonderland swirl on the leaf with like a purple dark color. And the other one's like a purple with like a vein that's sticking through
it. Spiral, yeah.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous. So I sent them to Teresa and then she's like, oh, those are begonias. And so then she's talking about them just last segment. I'm like, I have begonias. So, I mean, you
those
know.
Are escargot begonias. They look like little snail shells.
Gorgeous.
And yeah, they are gorgeous. Very easy to grow. In the shade, underneath a tree, they're beautiful. Or in pots on your patio, they do very well.
Yeah, I just, try to make it colorful on my porch, but that doesn't last because then I put the wrong thing on there and then it's like, yeah.
That's wonderful. All right. So we've just got a last segment. If you didn't catch something during the program, you can go back. We do have it on podcast, iHeartRadio. You can go back and listen to it. I'm on every podcast network that there is.
Yeah.
So you can just Google Teresa Watkins podcast. And they'll hear the show. And then I also post it on our Facebook page.
And also go to betterlawns.com. You can get everything because I happen to post what she would like you to do in your yard for April. So you can not only get our podcast, but you can also catch that too.
There you go. And so we have Deb in Stuart, Florida. She says, I have a 4-foot podocarpus hedge. She planted it 5 months ago. 3 have died. 3 I've cut dead off and are left skimpy. Should I replace them? So they keep up. Okay, Deb, I just have some questions of why they're dying. They shouldn't be dying because podocarpus grow very well here in Florida. So I am wanting to know if you have an irrigation system, if they're getting enough water, if you do. And, there's a reason why they're dying. So I need to know that. So if you can text me back, I'll talk about it in the second hour. Let me know if you do have an irrigation system. How much you are watering, if you fertilized, and if you put fertilizer in the hole when you planted it. So those are just a couple of things that could lead to some damage or your podocarpus not doing well. So that's a really great question. 1-888-455-2967 if you're in the garden area. We'd love to talk to you. Or if you would like to text 23680. So Beverly in Tallahassee, she says, Teresa, love your show. I learn something new every week. Thank you, Beverly. I have two questions. First, how far back should I cut my older poinsettias? They're maybe 4 feet tall and still have red on them. My newer ones can be cut back to about 18 inches. Second, can I plant tulip bulbs from the plants I got for Valentine's Day? Thanks for the info. So on the tulip plants, no, all tulips and the bulbs need to go in the compost pile. They will not rebloom. Okay, we just don't get enough cold for them to create the energy and food in their bulbs to come back. The first one, how far back should I cut my older poinsettia shrubs? You can cut them back by a third without stressing the plant out at all. So if April is a good time to cut back poinsettias. April and August, if you cut them back by a third in April and in August, they will flush out and get very dense and do much better. If they're leggy, cut them back by a third, and then in August, cut them back by a third again and get them down to the size you need, all right? And just make sure they get watered, and you can fertilize them in April, too, as well. So those are really great questions. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. So then my rock ledge text, I'm going to give you tips on growing crotons and dwarf ixoras in the second hour. We just don't have enough time. So I'm going to be at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival today. Lizzie, are you coming?
I will be there. My best friend Jennifer, I'm going to swing by the house, let our dogs out and do their thing, and check on the turkeys. And then I'm heading over to what I call D-Land, because, you know, I got called out about that earlier this week. But D-Land, yes, I'm going to be there. I will be there.
That's
I'm going to
wonderful.
Watch Teresa.
There you go. It's on from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's on West Indiana Avenue, downtown DeLand. Stop by and see Quality Green Specialist Nursery. It's right around the corner on Michigan Avenue. And it's got a lovely nursery. Fruit trees. You want fruit trees? Quality Green Specialist has beautiful ones. Native plants and native trees, too, as well. And lots of vegetables and herbs that you can get there. Lots of beautiful flowers. So that's Quality Green Specialist Nursery. And a free parking and free admission to the festival. So there's no reason not to go. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day. A little cloudy this morning, but then sun in the afternoon. So take your hat if you're going to be walking through all the vendors and buying plants. Dana Venrick is going to be talking about edibles in the wild at 9 a.m. It's going to be in the downtown theater. You can't miss it. It's the only theater, and it's right on the road where all of the vendors that area is going to be. Native Orchids of Florida, Dr. Haley Ray is going to be on at 10, Stetson University. At 11, Dr. Jeff Norsini is the wildflower guru. He is just excellent, excellent, excellent. He's going to be talking about Central Florida wildflowers. And then I will be talking at noon on landscaping with edibles. And then at 1 o'clock, container gardening. And then at 2 o'clock, David Griffiths with Stetson University. He is going to be talking about water-wise lawns. So you're going to be able to buy potted wildflowers, plants and seeds, all kinds of planters and garden art and crafts, botanical products. You can get honey, and then home and garden products. Is just going to be a wonderful time.
I might be a few minutes late because it's like the more I'm thinking about it, you know how like you see at the ball fields the families that pull that wagon behind them. I'm going to have to stop and buy a wagon on the way because I already know that I'm going to be leaving with a truckload of plants. Probably.
Yes, there you go. So. Yes, so it's going to be great. And usually, you know, when we have wildflowers, we don't. You know, you have to put the seeds out in the fall here. Yeah. And then they germinate and come up during the spring and summer. Well, you'll be able to buy wildflowers that are already transplanted and growing.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. So yeah, and it's at 123 West Indiana
Avenue.
Thank you.
There'll be lots of signs, so you can't miss it. DeLand's just a beautiful little city. Lots of little quaint restaurants and Pat and Tony's candy store.
I'm going there. I'm telling you, I will be. If y'all want to find, if y'all lose me, just go to the candy store. You'll find me.
Vintage candy, all kinds of good things, I know. So I'm probably going to have to limit the time that our granddaughter's going to be in there. So, okay, you got 10 minutes. Find what you want, and that's it. Because if not, they'd be buying stuff all day.
Oh, don't worry. Auntie Lizzie will probably bring them back a bag of candy if you would like.
There you go. Also, too, Facebook page. You can go and like us on Facebook. We would love that. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to be back with another hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. It's Saturday morning. This is where you are. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.